Good morning, beloved. Psalm 119, beginning in verse 89, we read, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day. For all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me. For I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad." God, the simplicity of that statement, "I am yours. Save me." We pray that it would be the posture and the heart disposition of the people of Uganda. God, I thank you for my friends that serve at Good Shepherd's Fold. I thank you for the way that they do everything from open up the scriptures and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that they rejoice with dancing, that they shout and sing, that you are the one whose commandments are exceedingly broad, and that all other things which seem to have a perfection about them, they are limited at best. And yet, God, I also see them serving you with uprightness and dignity. I see them establishing a place where orphans can come and be cared for and educated, a place where roads are built and water is in abundance. But God, in and of ourselves, we can truly do nothing. And so I'm praying that the people of Uganda, but especially at Good Shepherd's Fold, would be able to say, "Your faithfulness endures to all generations, that you have established the earth and it stands fast." Lord, that for all the political transitions that have gone on since the 60s in the country, to see the rise of AIDS and disease, to know what it means to be independent from Britain, and yet to respect those who are in authority, and to pray down blessings upon them when people are inclined to do the opposite. God, we ask that you would establish your purposes in this generation, among this community, to the praise of our Savior. Where there is a need for forgiveness, would you grant power to be merciful? Where there is a need for fortitude, would you grant a resilience that shows forth the tenaciousness of your love? Where there is a need simply to be patient, would you protect us from the murmuring and fault-finding that is so often indicative of our idolatry? In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved.